Governor Baker is activating the National Guard to help with the coronavirus. Up to 2,000 troops will be activated in the coming days. For a closer look at the growing number of coronavirus cases in the state, we're joined now this morning by Kerry Goldberg, the editor of WBUR's Common Health blog. Good morning, Kerry, and thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start with the numbers. What's the latest from the State Department of Public Health?
The latest official numbers are that 328 people in Massachusetts have tested positive for the virus. That's a nearly 30% jump from the day before.
And that's out of how many people who've been tested?
Well, that's out of over 3,100 tests. So very roughly, about 10% of the tests that have been done so far have come out positive.
Okay. And the testing has been slow to get going, right?
Very slow, frustratingly so. But state officials are assuring us that with more capacity to test coming online at the state public health lab, the private commercial labs, and the Broad Institute, the state will be running about 3,500 tests a day by early next week.
So that means we should probably be prepared to hear a lot more about positive tests.
We should, and we should be prepared to understand what they mean and what they don't mean. Here's Barry Bloom from the Harvard Chan School of Public Health.
I think we're behind the curve. If the major hospitals in Boston, who've been begging for tests for the last 3 weeks or longer, haven't been able to test, we have no idea what's going on in this state.
And Bloom says even though many more testing results may be rolling in soon, you need a vast testing effort, like in South Korea, to really get a handle on what's happening with the spread of the virus.
The numbers may go up quickly. They may be scary. But in fact, we're measuring what's already been there for several weeks, not what we need to know, which is whether the curve is bending or not.
Kerry, we've heard a lot about that curve in the last couple of weeks. When he talks about the curve bending, he means slowing down the virus, right?
That's right, reducing the number of cases.
But we can get some sense of how the virus is spread from the number of patients in local hospitals, correct?
Yes, a rough sense. And we don't have full numbers, but we're hearing from several big Boston hospitals about dozens of hospitalized patients believed or confirmed to have the coronavirus. And some of those patients are in the ICU.
And those numbers are rising.
They are. And if New York is any indication, they can rise fast. Common Health has a piece today by Dr. David Scales, who used to be here at Cambridge Health Alliance. Now he works at New York Presbyterian Hospital in the coronavirus unit. He says things there have been changing dramatically.
When I started a week ago, the ER was the emptiest I'd seen it for a long time, and most of our tests were negative. But by midweek, I was seeing more and more patients and noticing that a lot of them had worse symptoms and needed more and more breathing support, going from just 1 liter of oxygen to 3 or 4 very quickly.
And he says more patients were needing the ICU. So there is this overarching sense that the virus is spreading even as the healthcare system and the government are trying so hard to get out ahead of it.
So then if you add all that to the news about new unemployment claims being on the rise, the closures of schools and businesses and stay-at-home orders, which we know California has now ordered statewide stay-at-home, things are looking a little ominous.
Well, ominous, especially if you add that masks and gowns for healthcare workers are running low. We've learned Massachusetts has requested hundreds of thousands from the national stockpile. But, Bob, I'd like to end on an up note, if you don't mind.
Well, we could probably all use that, so go ahead.
Right? Okay, here we go. So these days, you know, the streets and public places seem kind of eerily empty. Some people are even saying they're reminded of a zombie apocalypse story. Dr. Steve Schlossman is a local psychiatrist who wrote a popular zombie book that got turned into a movie called The Zombie Autopsies. He says this is obviously not an apocalypse, but we can learn from the zombie trope that what really gets the humans in trouble in those stories is they get bored and frustrated with each other. So their big enemy is ennui.
Well, that's the sentiment we have to guard most stringently against. We got this. It's going to be hard, but we can do this. This ain't no zombie novel, but the zombie novels can teach us a thing or two. In the zombie stories, it's the humans who nearly always end up fighting, and that's the trap. And we know better.
Well, Let's hope we do know better.
Indeed.
Kerry Goldberg, WBUR's Common Health Editor, thanks a lot for that. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.